T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right now, we're going to head out onto our SDCCU fan hotline and catch up with one of my best buddies here in the sports world. Mr. Randy Jones joins us. Randy, welcome. Good morning. How are you?
Great, coach. You know, I guess we don't get an off day, huh?
No off day today. You know, when you're getting out of bed at 3 in the morning and coming down here and yelling and screaming about the Padres dropping 3 in a row, how concerned, Randy, are you, and how concerned should we be?
I'm not concerned at all. I mean, you know, coach, you know, and I'll say it forever. I mean, you're going to win 60, you're going to lose 60. It's how you play the other 42, amigo, and there's just a reality to it. You know, just like it wasn't a good matchup with the Rockies and whatever it is, however they're swinging the bat, they just finally kind of put it together the last two games and played some pretty good baseball. They swung the bats really well and were very, very patient and took advantage of a couple of mistakes by Nick early.
Well, Nick got banged around a little bit last night, but, you know, the big thing, I like Margavich's stuff. I mean, I really like his makeup, the way he goes about it. Last night, he just wasn't hitting his spots, and, you know, he ended up with 7 strikeouts in 4 innings, but he got, you know, tagged for those 5 earned runs.
Yeah, and I think the 7 strikeouts were maybe an indication of his inconsistency. Moving the ball around, not hitting good spots, and you know, fooling them as well with the strikeouts. And also in that point in time, making mistakes, getting down quite a few runs early. I sensed that he pressed a little bit. I saw, you know, 89 miles an hour quite a bit on that fastball. And you might have got caught up in the moment and was kind of overthrowing the baseball just a little bit, coach.
Hey, what do you see from Lucchesi the night before? He went 7 innings. He got tagged for 5 earned runs also.
Yeah, it's, you know, all about location with these young lefties. So they, you know, I just, once again, I saw Lucchesi the same way, leaving the ball exposed out over the plate, you know. And, you know, that might work a lot of times if you're throwing 97, 98 miles an hour. But, you know, I don't think at 91, 92 or 88, 89, you don't have that luxury. I know I certainly in the old days didn't have that luxury of elevating the baseball and having any success. So and that's the big thing. Yeah, and like I talked to him a little bit the other day, coach, about, you know, I really would suggest strongly that they establish down, work down in the strike zone, establish that command down there, and then you can be a little more effective if you want to work up. But, I mean, you got to change the eye level every once in a while. You just can't stay up in the zone and expect these guys to miss all those pitches and foul them back. They're not going to do it.
Hey, Randy, do you think, and I hate to bring in launch angle and all that stuff right now, but do you think more pitchers now, because of this launch angle and the way these hitters are swinging the bat, a lot of the pitchers want to pitch more up in the zone than keep the ball down?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think you're giving the pitcher too much credit, to be honest with you. You know, honestly, I think it's a power game right now in the psyche of a lot of pitchers, and in pitching up, number one, it's being called. Umpires are calling the high strike, so that does make a difference. And like you say, they're not ground ball pitchers per se, and they're more thinking fly ball pitching and a power arm striking people out. You know, but I still think, and I don't care if you watch Paddock or anybody, in your premier pitchers in the league, look at Zach Greinke. I didn't exactly see Greinke running up the ladder off the whole day. He was down in the strike zone, changing speeds, you know, doing the things that he magically does against the Padres every start, you know, when he faces them. And, you know, didn't heed that. I think maybe it'd be a good idea if some of these kids watch some of the video of how Greinke went about business.
Randy Jones joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline this morning on 97.3 The Fan. Randy, we were talking, and you and I talked about this quite a bit during the offseason and even when we're out at the ballpark about, you know, how are the Padres going to go about utilizing these two young catchers? And Hedges, even though he hasn't really hit for an average right now, he's done a great job of handling the staff. And I look at Francisco Mejia, not getting a lot of playing time. I watched him last night. He looked uncomfortable at times behind the plate, but he's also not hitting. And yeah, I just wonder if a trip down to AAA, let him play for a week or 10 days and get a bunch of at-bats might not behoove him right now.
It definitely would. You know, I mean, we all know it, Coach. We've been around the game too long. And, you have a backup catcher, you know, I mean, it'd be like we had Rocky Gale and things. And you need that backup catcher to spell your main catcher. But if you're going to go with Hedges and let Mejia go down and catch on a daily basis and get four bats on a daily basis. And I think that would do wonders to get his timing back and his confidence back. I think right now he's pressing a little bit, and I think he's lost that feel, and that's because he's not getting the reps behind the plate, nor is he getting the swings, you know, during a game situation.
Well, you mentioned that you're not concerned, you know, you're going to win 60, you're going to lose 60. What are you doing those other 42? How about being concerned about Eric Hosmer, who had a considerable down year last year? Everybody thought more that he's going to come back and, you know, be a different guy. He's hitting 194 right now, Randy. How concerned should we be? Because this we saw last year, and now he's off to an even worse start this year.
Yeah, but, you know, I still like what I see out there. I like his approach and watching him at the ballpark, and, you know, as we both do, watch the players and how they approach the game. And Hosmer's in a good spot. You know, I'm a little bit more concerned about Ian Kinsler more so than I am Hosmer on that right side of the infield. They both are veteran guys that have the credentials. They know how to play this game. And, you know, I'm not going to start panicking right now. We're not even to the end of April. But I think, right now I'm not going to be concerned with him. And they're going to get it going again. I mean, the guys got to pick each other up, and he's going to have his moments. And, you know, remains to be seen about the consistency. But I'm just not sure that, you know, Kinsler coming over to the National League, if he's having trouble making the adjustments right now, I think.
I can't wait, and I keep talking about it, and I know it's going to happen. I'm waiting for Manny Machado to hit like 6 homers in 8 days.
Yeah, and it might happen, you know, and don't be surprised if Tatis Jr. is right behind you, Coach. That wouldn't surprise me either, I don't think.
Hey, Randy, regarding Tatis Jr., Dennis Lynn in The Athletic wrote an article, and his father, Fernando Tatis Sr., who played for a long time in the big leagues, said that he would love to see his son become a lifetime Padre. My question, do you think the Padres right now, with what they've seen with Atlanta signing a couple of their young studs to long-term deals, you think by maybe the end of this month or next month or sometime during this season, the Padres will sign the youngster to a long-term, 8 to 10 year deal?
If the sample size is any indication of what we might see the next 3 or 4 months, I would anticipate that, Coach. No doubt in my mind. But I've been very, very impressed with his instincts and his desire to play the game and play it right. I'm thoroughly, thoroughly impressed with this young man. And I compliment Manny Machado. I think he's really helped Tatis Jr. quite a bit over there on the left side of the infield, and I think that's really been a positive as well. So I would, if you can tie up Manny for 10 years, hey, I might do the whole left side of the infield, Coach.
You know, I want to back up to this weekend and the comments that Bob Brenly made regarding Tatis and, calling it a bicycle chain. What's the story with Brenly? He's always taking shots at the Padres.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, what's going on. But I got a feeling, I wouldn't miss those Diamondback games in September, Coach. I think there's going to be some bad blood there, I think, overall. Some of the comments and the things that happened on the mound at the end of the game didn't go unnoticed. And, baseball players, man, they're like elephants. They don't forget anything.
Well, I put a tweet out the other day that I don't know if you saw my tweet. I said the unwritten rules may come into effect the next time the Padres and Diamondbacks play. That leadoff hitter from the Diamondbacks better not dig in too well.
I saw that tweet, and it's a good call. And you know you're absolutely right. And, if the umpires are smart that day, especially if Winters is there, you better warn both benches before they even start.
Yeah, and you know what? I hate that when they warn both benches before they start, huh?
I do too. Come on, Yeah, the game's been, you know, the big game's been the game for so many years. And how many times have you seen a fight that it'll get started because some pitcher accidentally knocked somebody on their can? You didn't mean to. And next thing you know, you got a brouhaha. It's just part of the game, Coach. And there's certain parts of the old-time game that I miss, you know, that we've changed. And I think that's kind of one of them. You know, I don't remember anybody over, getting a career, because of a fight. But, it's just part of baseball and the fevers and the intensity.
I'm surprised the benches didn't empty on Sunday, though, after that second ball behind Mejia.
I just think it was the timing of the situation and when it happened. Believe me, I think those guys in the bullpen might get some running in when they get back together.
I love that. Hey, Randy, yesterday, and I went back and I looked at the 84 team and the 98 team, and, just to refresh your memory, I know you know, but for the fans out there, Garvey was at first, Alan Wiggins was second, Templeton at short, Craig Nettles at 39 years of age was at third, and then the 98 club of Wally Joyner, Kilvio Veras, Chris Gomez, Ken Caminiti. I mean, those are two great infields right there, no question about it. But, I've been saying, and I think you'll probably back this up, you look at this infield and the gold gloves. I mean, you got Hosmer that's won four gold gloves in the American League. Ian Kinsler, who's won a couple as recently as last year with Boston and the Angels, and then Machado winning a couple. And Tatis, it's only a matter of time. The kid's only been here for, a couple of weeks. Is this the greatest Padre infield in history of the franchise?
Yes, it is. There seems like some days, Coach, I think we've got three Ozzie Smiths out there. I'd give anything to have this infield. I said that the other day. I'd give anything to have this infield when I was pitching. These kids are phenomenal, what they can do, and their confidence and how they handle themselves. It's a joy to watch. And I just think it's funny at this point in time where you theoretically have five fly ball pitchers, not one ground ball pitcher in the starting rotation, and you got that infield. That might have to be changed here, pretty soon.
Well, Randy, as always, great to have you on, my friend. Have a great day. I'm not going to say off day because I know you never take an off day.
No, plenty of things to do with the foundation and some military kids and the American Legion baseball is getting underway here in San Diego, and I'm a big supporter of that, so I'm involved with them as well, Coach.
I'm on the advisory board for the American Legion.
So am I, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I'm really excited about how that league has grown so much from that first meeting at the Encinitas American Legion Hall about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, we've got a big meeting April 25th down at Petco with all the coaches and everything, and it's great to see the Padres are starting to get involved with the American Legion, and it's uniquely an age group that needs it. You need that. I remember playing when I was a kid, so do you, and it was a special time to play baseball. I loved it.
No question about that, and I'll probably be at that meeting on the 25th, by the way. I've already gotten an email.
Yeah, I would assume so, sir. I should see you that evening. Yeah.
Hey, I'll see you at the ballpark soon. Thanks for the time this morning. Have a great day.
You too, Coach. Have a great time, and you sounded great to keep talking sports.
Thank you very much. Randall Leo Jones, 1976 Cy Young Award winner, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big banking. It's better.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!